Hello and welcome to The DeMartini Show, the podcast if you're into personal development and living a life of purpose. It's presented by human behavior expert Dr. John DeMartini. All his presentations will guide you through the knowledge, principles, and practical tools that will help you to gain mind mastery and thereby master and inspire your life. Dr. DeMartini is a global educator. He's a speaker and a polymath with over 49 years of extensive research across multiple disciplines. And that makes him the perfect guide to help you to get the advantage in all the areas of your life. In part two of this three-part presentation on the science of goals, Dr. DeMartini explains incongruent and contradictory goals and how to avoid setting them. He looks at time frames and the difference between vision, purpose, mission, and goals. A quick note before we start, any links or downloads mentioned during the presentation will be available for you to access in the podcast description, which is underneath this episode. And if you'd love to be notified of the next episode, now is the time to follow the show. So make sure you have your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready, and let's get started with this week's episode, part two of The Science of Goals. Enjoy.
In the 80s, when I used to do consulting for a lot of doctors in clinics, I watched doctors say, okay, I'll just use this example because that's what came to mind. I would like to have $1 million practice. That was decent in the 1980s. And I wanted to have work 4 days a week. And they would write, 4 days a week, $1 million practice. I want to work 6 hours a day. And they wrote all these things down. And then I said, well, how much is the average case is this? How many new patients do you want this? And the number of new patients times the case visit average times the number of visits came out $600,000, putting all the numbers together. I said, so what do you want? Want a $600,000 practice? Well, those go, because that goal contradicts that goal. They went, oh. So we'd have to readjust all the goals until they were congruent, because the brain just deletes them all. The brain goes, can't do. It already knows it's not doable. So if you say you want to do a goal and you want to earn a certain income, let's say, you know, some $1,000 a day or something. And then you go, but I want to work 4 days a week and I want to make $2,000 a day, and it's $8,000 a week. And then I say, well that's $32,000 a month. And that means you're going to end up with about $40,000, $400,000 a year. And you have $1 million goal. You got an incongruent goal. So you go, you got to actually take that goal and break it all the way down and make sure that all the components of that goal are real for you, that they don't contradict. Because anytime you have a contradiction, you got an internal conflict and you're not going to get it done because you can't. It's not numerically possible. Quantitatively, it's not possible. Or if you say, I have a goal, I had somebody recently that said that I want to get rid of my bulimia. And then they realized that they want to keep thin. They want to make sure they can enjoy their food, but they don't want to gain weight. And their unconscious motives were actually saying one thing. And then their conscious state was saying, oh, I want to stop doing that. But that was the strategy that they had figured out, doing the bulimia and letting the food out. That was the strategy they were getting in order to get a goal that they want. Keep thin and be able to control their weight. And also enjoy big food. You know, there's plenty of food. So if you don't take the time to look at what your unconscious and conscious motives are, you will probably have contradictory objectives and what you say and what you're doing. And people say they want to be financially independent. I was speaking in South Africa many years ago, 8 years ago, I think. And there were, you know, 5,000 people in this room. And I asked, how many of you want to be financially independent? All of them put their hands up. Some people put their feet up. And then I said, well, how many of you are? And all the hands went down just about. And I said, okay, if you had, if I give you $10 million, what would you do with it? And they all wrote down in a matter of a minute, the 10 things they would do if they had $10 million. And they all wrote down things about spending it on consumables that depreciate. None of them were investing it hardly. So unless you have a value on buying assets that go up in value to grow your wealth, and you really have a value on buying consumables for a lifestyle, the rich and famous, you don't have really a wealth building conscious goal. You just have a fantasy that I'm going to get wealthy buying and spending my money shopping. It's you're consuming instead of producing. And so you think, I want to get this wealth without the actual saving and, deferring immediate gratification into long-term investment. So these contradictions cause a lot of angst inside and a lot of self-depreciation and a lot of wonderings. And, you know, your self-worth is it got these two sides. It's got an elevated pride and it's got a depressed shame. And anytime you set up a fantasy like that, your BS meter goes off and the other one comes in and says, BS, BS. Your intuition knows when you set up a fantasy. It's BSing you inside. You're having doubt, anxiety, fears, you know, trepidations and stuff. That's why it's so important to set real goals in real time with real strategies according to what's really important to you. And if you do, and build little bitty action steps, baby steps make big dreams. Build little action steps that build momentum as you go to get goals, and you do, you achieve them. If you were to imagine a factory worker working in a big factory, doing a kind of a routine work that's kind of mundane, it's monotonous, etc., they may be living literally day to day, or maybe week to week. And they, the second they get their paycheck, it's probably going to be spent, and it's just barely going to last through the week. If you go to a supervisor, they may think in terms of months. If you go to a lower management, they may think in terms of maybe a year. Middle management may think in terms of decade. Upper management may think in terms of a generation. The CEO may be thinking of maybe in terms of maybe a whole century, possibly. Who knows? Could be more than a generation. The visionary may be thinking in terms of a millennium. And the sage may be a whole millennium. The farther you go up into space and time in your mind, the bigger the vision, the longer the vision. You take a visionary CEO like Elon Musk, there's an art of how to go down into the factory and talk in terms of the time frame that's week to week. If you say, we're going to go to Mars, people that think week to week, they can't comprehend that. But they can comprehend doing this particular action for the next week. So everybody has a time and space horizon in which they live in. And anytime you're living congruently in your highest values, your space and time horizons expand. And anytime you're living incongruently and down in lower values and trying to be somebody you're not, maybe you've envied somebody else, or you're living in a fantasy about what you want, and you're now down in the amygdala, the time and space horizons shrink. And that's what immediate gratification is. Immediate gratification is a shrunken space and time horizon. And long-term vision is a broadened space and time horizon. When you live by your highest values, it's an intrinsic value, and you spontaneously want to act on it without having to need motivation. But when you're down in your amygdala and lower values, you need motivation. You need reward or punishment to get you to do it. So they shrink, and immediate gratification comes in. So what happens is you have small time frames. So anytime you set a goal that is beyond your time frame, the space and time horizon you're in, you will automatically hesitate, procrastinate, frustrate in the achievement of it, unless you strategically plan in small chunks and go, okay, this is, if I do this, like when I first started way back when I was 18 years old, when I first started to learn how to read, I went and I got really determined I was going to overcome my learning problems and reading problems. And I went and I got a dictionary out and I made a commitment to read and memorize 30 words a day. It was a small chunk. That means saying the word, spelling the word, putting it in a sentence, get the meaning. And I practiced 30 words a day with the help of my mom. She would test me in 30 words a day. I was able to do 30 words a day. If I tried to do 100, it would be overwhelming. If I did five, that was too easy. But 30 words a day, and little by little, at the end of the year, I got 1,000 new words almost. 1,000 words. Plus, 2 years, I have a couple. That's a lot of words. 30 times 300 is not more than that. It's more than that. It's amazing what you can get done. It's not 1,000. It's 10,000. So when I grew my vocabulary at an incredible space and time because I did little small increments. And the same thing with reading. I just said, okay, I'm just going to read. I'm going to practice reading, and I'm going to do a paragraph, and I'm going to do a page, and I'm going to do a whole chapter, and I'm going to do a whole book. And I just kept incrementally doing it. Incremental momentum towards a long-term vision that's well-structured and strategized, that are in time horizons that was within your time horizon, increases the probability of goals. And that is very powerful.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
And it also, what's interesting is, you can see it in your mind's eye easily if it's chunked down in small bites. By the inch to cinch. It's like the domino effect. You take a little domino and it goes to a bigger domino, goes to a bigger domino, and you can knock down a building with it if you start them up and get them in motion. And so incremental momentum increases the probability of goals. So start small. Piggy banks become piggy banks. Little actions make big dreams. And little visions can become huge visions if you just keep doing it. I remember an exercise I did many years ago where I practiced doing what I said. Just practice with integrity. So I took a circle and I just practiced drawing a circle until I was satisfied it was the perfect circle. I took a square and I practiced it until I could draw a perfect square freehand. The same thing with a triangle. And I kept an ellipse. So I just kept practicing simple things, because every time you do a simple thing and you achieve what you set out to do, your brain goes, I can do what I say. It's a great little exercise. So you want to make sure you do small steps, and chunking things down and strategic planning it like that, it's to everybody's advantage to do so. Those with a vision flourish. Alec McKenzie and his time trap show that the people who spend more time planning it out, seeing it in their mind's eye, and then delegating things, and not so much doing, but just delegating and managing and structuring the strategy to delegate it, go way farther in life than the people that are doing it all themselves. So give yourself permission to surround yourself with people that do extraordinary things in the area of expertise that you may not have. Or otherwise, you'll set goals that are take action steps that are beyond your value system. That's an important component. If you set a goal and what's needed to do to fulfill that goal is outside the skills and primary focus of your own life, you want to make sure you put a team in there to be able to get it done. Or because if it's low on your values and it's something you don't want to do, people, if you don't have somebody to delegate it to, you're going to trap yourself because you're not going to want to do it. There's some things in business I don't like doing. And so if I have that delegated and give it to experts, they can do it and I can get my goal done. As Truman says, you know, if you don't get attached to the goal and think you have to do everything yourself and get other people to do it, you can achieve even more. So I really think that you can achieve way more in your life if you stick to what your core competence is, do what it is that's truly inspiring on your highest value with a true objective, strategized out, broken down and chunked down into small steps, and then hand those delegated steps down to people who love doing the parts that are lower on your values, not inspiring to you, that you'll procrastinate on, and then you'll get way more done in a whole lot less time. And remember, time times intensity gives result. The more intensely you focus on it, the more intensely, and you're going to focus on it if it's high in your value. And the less intense focus you are, the longer it's going to take. Well, I always say that a purpose or mission, some people use those interchangeably. Some people try to differentiate that. I don't mind using them. I call my life's mission statement my purpose statement. I statement of purpose synonymous, but some people differentiate it. I don't really differentiate those. Mission is a Christian term. A purpose goes all the way back into the ancient Greeks, but the mission term is much later. But this really means the same thing. It's the metier, the calling of the individual. That is through time and space. That's something like, I'm a mission to be a teacher. And I had a dream to travel the world and teach, which I do. And that's the mission. I will do that probably to the day I pass. Probably on my last day, I'll probably be speaking. I'll probably just croak, you know, fall over. But that's a mission through time and space. And then there's goals in time and space where you have intermediate steps that you want to do. I had a goal to go to every country. Okay, well, I've spoken in 155 countries now. I've done the Breakthrough Experience in 66 countries. Those are goals. those are doables, they're achievables, they're done. And I'm still adding to those as I go, and I usually expand them as I go. But all goals start out achievable and they become concrete and eventually become more abstract and long-term and eventually something that's unachievable. And as it does, it approximates towards the mission and the purpose, because those are something through time and space, not in time and space. Those are things you want to dedicate your life to, and you'll continue to do it probably to the passing, and may have goals that go beyond your life. I have many goals that I envision going beyond my life. I want my DeMartini method. I want the breakthrough experience and all those to continue beyond my life. So they're not something that I can complete, and they could go on for generation after generation. You know, there's some companies that have gone for 1,400 years. They've been in existence way beyond the founder because the vision was there. So if you have an inspired vision that is massively in space-time, you measure an individual by their most distant ends, says Seneca. So if you have a vision that's 1,000 years in the future and you structure your systems in place and delegate systems and put the legals in place and the structure in place, you can have goals that go very long, but that's the fulfillment of a mission. So you can have a goal that's immediate gratifying all the way to an eternal mission that's life, your whole life. They can go to any of those scales, but there's still things that are deeply meaningful. The more meaningful it is, the longer they're going to be. And the more immediate gratifying it is, you have a pleasure center and a meaning center and a power. As Freud said, if you're searching for pleasure and you're looking for the pleasure principle, you're going to look for immediate gratification, like the marshmallow experiment. And then you get search for power, as Nietzsche said. And then you got search of meaning, like Frankl. But the search of meaning is the one that's the most powerful in the long run to a chompy. You'll actually empower all areas of your life if you have something deeply meaningful to pursue. But immediate gratification won't empower you, nor will it give you deep meaning. I always say, if you have money without meaning leads to debauchery, which is immediate gratification, and money with meaning leads to philanthropy, which is service that goes beyond life.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. And if you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, please follow the DeMartini Show. That way you'll be notified when we add the next episode. And if you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website on www.drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on our blog, and there's also a free training page that you'll be able to access under the Learn tab on the homepage. You can also use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to help you to achieve your goals and dreams. And we'd also love to invite you to join us in the Staying Inspired Facebook group. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay inspired, and take the action steps to empower all areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.eng/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused and stay inspired.